Episode 407, Embrace Your Beauty.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you looking today? Did you look in the mirror and say, man, I am looking really kind of good, actually. You need to embrace your beauty. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And today, I wanted to reach out to you. I stumbled across a quote by Jim Rohn. He said, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. And here, you know, at Create Your Now, we talk about the mind, the body, and the spirit. And this hit me differently, though, when I read it this time. Obviously, we need to take care of our physical body, our physical well-being with fitness and exercise, what we put in nutritionally, et cetera. That is all important because that is the only body that we have. We have one heart, and we got to take care of that one heart. You know, we have two eyes. We have to take care of those two eyes, et cetera, right? So when I read this, though, I looked at this and I just thought, take care of your body. And I'm thinking, there's more to that than just the physical part of it. Embrace your beauty. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, it talks about that the Lord is talking to Samuel and he's saying, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And it was something I was studying because beauty, and we talked about this a couple episodes ago, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What we see is beautiful. We see from the outward perspective. We may look at a car and say, oh my gosh, have you seen that car? Those lines are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, guys talk about that, right? Dudes, you do, right? You talk about that. I listen to it because I got four boys in the house. And when my dad was around, I mean, it was between the motorcycles and the cars. And they would talk about how these lines were just perfect and how the, you know, the paint or a particular like metallic finish. And I'm like, well, what do they think about us women? You know, embrace your beauty. Well, we have car, you know, we have our curves sort of, maybe some more than others. And the thing is though, we do think about it. We as people judge from the outside. I'm sure when you looked at this title and heard this title, you thought I was going to talk about your outward appearance, how you were feeling within your own body. Your weight, maybe the way you look, how you put on your makeup. Do you curl your hair? Or is it straight today? You know, or did you even take a shower today to do anything? Maybe you just put on some, you know, perfume and got your comfies on because that's what today is. When we embrace our beauty, we're talking more than just the outward appearance. We're talking about the heart, something that goes so much deeper that I don't think we even really give much thought to. Because we just kind of live our life from an outward perspective. We look at our calendar. It's from an outward perspective. How many activities do we have? Am I seen enough? Am I out in the community? Am I doing what I need to do on social media? I don't care if you're in your own business, if you're working for, you know, and you have a career outside the home and, you know, you're employed by an employer. It doesn't matter. And maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, but have you ever thought about, gosh, when was the last time I posted? Man, I haven't done Pinterest in a long time. I wonder if anybody's missed me. That's all outward appearance. And we are so influenced that that's the way to go. You know, when you look on Facebook, it's the highlight reels of what goes on. Most people aren't putting all the negative on there. They're putting what makes them look best, their achievements. And sometimes when you go through those, you're like, gosh, I wish I would have maybe kept track of my achievements and could have posted them on there. I know when I initially had my first weight loss, I didn't keep track of any of it. I just was going through it on my own journey. But man, if I would to have posted all of that throughout my journey, I think people would have been freaking out because they would have been like, oh my gosh, have you seen this woman? Do you know what she's doing every single day? We get so caught up in the outward part, in our actions, our reactions, our responses to the outside appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. Have you looked at your heart lately? Embrace your beauty. That's sometimes hard to do. When I talk about looking at the heart, I'm talking about the real you. Here we get to the real nitty gritty. We're talking about authenticity. When you take care of your body, as Jim Rohn says, it's the only place you have to live. You have but one heart, but one spirit, but one soul. God gave that to you. He created you. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. A lot of times, though, we're not connected to our heart. We're connected to the outward appearance. Oh, so I've got the newest, hottest outfit today, and this is what's in vogue, and it's the right color. It's trendy. I am so on. But where's your heart? Today, I want you to take a heart check. We talk a lot about the mind and the body, but I want you to hit to the spirit. Is your heart, your spirit connected to your mind, to your body? Are the words that you are saying out loud or telling yourself reflections of your heart? Or is it reflection of outside influences? Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's friends, whether it's, you know, parents and how you were raised. Maybe it's from the church. Maybe it's from the community. Maybe it's from social media. Could be from, you know, television and media, that type of media. Is your heart connected to your actions, your reactions, and your responses in your life? When you begin to embrace your beauty, the deeper beauty, not just your outward appearance, you begin to understand more of who you are. Now, some of you may say, oh, Christiane, I have done this and I am loving where I'm at. Praise the Lord. Hi, virtual five, right through the microphone to you, baby. That's awesome. But I know sometimes we sit back. I do. I question sometimes the words, the harshness that comes out of my mouth because I'm reacting and I'm not responding the way my heart would respond. Sometimes I wish my mouth would be quiet and my heart would say it first, then I would open up my mouth. But a lot of times we open up our mouth and just blah comes out. And we can't control it. We sound like a squealing pig. And then when that squealing pig shuts up, what happens? Oh, foot in the mouth. I don't believe that. I said something and it really hurt somebody. It's the more than the foot in the mouth. And it begins to eat away at relationships. We do this to our husbands. We do this to our children. And worse off, we do it to our own self. And we sit there and it's just like, you know, why? But again, it's a habit. We're used to doing it. It's easy. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. You've heard that saying before. What would happen if you would stop before you said anything? If you were asked a question and you put your finger over your mouth. I've done this before. That's why I'm saying this. you put your finger, your pointer finger, just over your mouth like as if you're going shh. Giving yourself a 3-second quiet. Allowing you to formulate your thoughts before you blah all over somebody. You don't want to spew badness and yuckiness to the world when you can give love and encouragement and empowerment to someone. A lot of times we just react, and so we spew the bad instead of spewing the good, the blessings of the day. Embrace your beauty. So today I want you to do a heart check for me. I'm doing a heart check. And when I was writing this out and thinking about it, I was like, yeah, there are times that My heart is in check, but there are times that it is not. And it may be in times that nobody's around. For example, when you're driving and you are in a hurry, but no one in front of you is. They're on their own time schedule. They think they're the only ones in the world that exist, and they are going 5 miles under the speed limit. There's no way for you to get around. And then there's a police officer so that you can't even speed if you wanted to speed, and on and on and on and on and on. And what's happening within you is you're getting flustered, and the frustration is starting to come out, and you're getting a little bit upset. And you find yourself mouthing off, well, if you would just get the you know what out of my way, what were you thinking? Don't you know I've got places to go and people to see? What are you? And if you stop and put your finger over the mouth, shh, and gather your thoughts, it's amazing. We do that without anybody around. What happens when people are around? Yeah, usually it's worse. And especially with the family, because we let all of our guards down. Today, I want you to embrace your beauty. I want you to embrace your heart. It's a heart check day. And I want you to feel it. I want you to know that it's there. I want you to quiet yourself a couple times throughout the day. And I just want you to listen to it. Feel the beating of it. And think, wow, I am blessed. I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I know that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Embrace your beauty today. Embrace your heart. God loves you so very much, and I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.